Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, May 27th. Coming up in today's episode, doctors arrested for swapping blood samples of the teen drunk driver who killed two in Pune. Gujarat High Court says it does not trust the state government in the aftermath of the Rajkot fire tragedy. Delhi hospital where seven babies died in a fire was not fully legal. And Israel defies ICJ orders, orchestrates massive attack in Rafah. Multiple incidents in the last week have revealed deep-rooted systemic apathy towards public life, sparking massive outrage across several states in India. First, the killing of two young engineers, Ashwini Koshta and Anish Awadhia, by an allegedly drunk teen driver illegally driving and speeding a Porsche, is slowly revealing deep-seated flaws in the justice system. The police investigation into the case has made a shocking discovery today. The blood sample of the accused was thrown in the dustbin and replaced with a random person's sample, on the order of the head of the department, Dr. Ajay Tavre, by Dr. Hari Harnor of Sassoon Hospital. Both have been arrested. Meanwhile, the Pune crime branch has taken the minor's father, Vishal Agarwal, in custody today. He was originally charged with cheating the government for not paying a fee worth Rs. 1700 on his Rs. 2.5 crore Porsche car. The crime branch has now added sections of forgery, criminal conspiracy and destruction of evidence after the arrest of the two Sassoon Hospital doctors who changed the blood sample of the accused. The medical report of the teen earlier showed he had no alcohol in the system, even as CCTV footage of that fateful night shows the teen merrily drinking with his friends. And witness accounts said he was visibly, heavily drunk before getting into his Porsche. According to police sources, the first blood sample had no alcohol, but the second one did. This raised suspicions and a DNA test was conducted. The DNA test revealed the samples were from different people, meaning that the minor's blood sample was switched with that of another person to ensure that his report did not mention alcohol. Pune Police Commissioner Amitesh Kumar told the media the phones of both doctors have been seized. Investigation has revealed Dr. Tavre and the accused teen's father spoke over the phone on the day of the accident. The father is a big real estate mogul in the city and the investigation alleged the grandfather of the teen has mafia ties. They allege he held the driver illegally to coerce him into taking the blame for the accident. He has now been arrested for wrongful confinement. From the bar manager who served alcohol to a minor to the father, who gave his unlicensed minor a speed machine to drive under the influence of alcohol. All have been arrested and the juvenile was finally sent to a remand home after first being let go with the punishment of writing a 300-word essay. Police officers who delayed reporting and awarded special treatment to a rich man's son with political influence at the Yerwada police station are now facing action as well. The next case of administrative lapse costing human lives is from Gujarat's Rajkot and Delhi, where two separate fires have led to massive tragedies. First, the Gujarat High Court has come down heavily on Rajkot city and the state of Gujarat as, quote, people are dying due to state machinery not working, unquote. 2 days after a video gaming zone in Rajkot burst into flames and killed 28 people, including 9 children, and left their bodies burnt beyond recognition, the city admin told the court 2 gaming zones in the area did not take proper permission. 2 of Rajkot's gaming zones for over 24 months each were operating without the required permits, including the fire safety certificates. The court said it could no longer trust the state government. The Rajkot gaming zone, it has emerged, was granted a license by local corps in November last year, which was renewed to December 31, 2024. Rajkot Police Commissioner Raju Bhargav said, the furious court raged when told fire safety certification hearings have been unresolved for 4 years. It said, and I quote, have you gone blind? Did you fall asleep? Now we do not trust the local system and the state, unquote. In an attempt to reassure the court of the action being taken, the state has said, 3 owners have been arrested and the process of taking the rest into custody is ongoing. Meanwhile, the court also pointed out to many incidents in the past and said, quote, we have given many decisions and instructions in the past 4 years. Even after that, 6 incidents took place in the state. Unquote. Among the major fire-related incidents in Gujarat since 2023 was a blaze at a chemical factory in Gujarat in November that killed 7 people and injured a dozen more. The next tragedy, which has shocked the national capital, is a fire in a children's hospital in East Delhi's Vivek Vihar on Sunday. It is now revealed the hospital where 7 babies, newborns and infants were charred to death has been embroiled in various negligence accusations over the years. The license issued to the hospital by the Directorate General of Health Services or DGHS had already expired on March 31st, nearly 2 months before the accident. The facility did not have any fire extinguishers or emergency exit, police said. The doctor who was on duty when the accident happened was not qualified to treat newborns in need. of neonatal intensive care, they added. Deputy Commissioner of Police Shahdara Surendra Chaudhary said that the hospital had more than the authorized number of oxygen cylinders. According to an Indian Express report, locals had alleged oxygen cylinder trading was taking place at the hospital, and the admin stored oxygen cylinders on the ground floor of the residential building while the hospital was on the first floor. Multiple blasts were heard on the night of the incident, attributed to cylinders bursting in the fire. Additionally, the staff of the Baby Care Newborn Hospital was accused of assaulting a baby during treatment in 2021. The case was registered after a security camera footage which had gone viral showed a nurse beating the baby, due to which the boy's hand was fractured. The FIR registered also alleged that the hospital was unregistered. Dr. Naveen Khichi, the owner of the hospital who had been on the run since Saturday night after the fire broke out, was arrested yesterday. Dr. Naveen, who runs many other hospitals for babies in the national capital, is being questioned. Another doctor who was on duty when the fire broke out has also been arrested. Breaking from breaking news. Tired of the monkey menace in the country, authorities in Thailand are going to imprison the wild animals before sending them off to a new life far away from humans. On Friday, Lopburi city authorities put fruits in cages and caught around 30 monkeys, which are now imprisoned in pens outside the city border. According to news agency AP, the city has around 2,500 monkeys who not only add to human-animal conflict but engage in their own gang wars in public spaces. But authorities are worried these monkeys, after living around humans for so long, have become too smart to get trapped. Now back to news. To justify its action, Israel is playing fast and loose with the phrasing of an emergency ruling by the International Court of Justice, which ordered Israel to stop its Rafah assault while hearing South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide last week. Quote, "What they are asking us is to not commit genocide in Rafah. We did not commit genocide and we will not commit genocide," unquote. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor told local media, adding, "This leaves room for some military action." So 2 days after the order, Israel launched a massive attack in the region, which is home to not only residents of Rafah, but millions of refugees displaced by Israeli destruction of North Gaza, Gaza City and other regions. The health ministry in the Hamas-run territory said in a statement that the strikes claimed the lives of 35 martyrs and left dozens injured, most of them children and women, who were sheltering in tents erected by the United Nations to house them in an area deemed safe zone by the Israeli army. Since October 7, over 35,000 people have been killed in Gaza, according to Palestinian Health Ministry, while the Hamas attack in Israel had a fatality of close to 1,100, according to Israel. In one of its strongest criticisms of Israel yet, Italy has claimed the actions are no longer justifiable. Quote, "There is an increasingly difficult situation in which the Palestinian people are being squeezed without regard for the rights of innocent men, women and children who have nothing to do with Hamas and can no longer be justified," unquote. Defense Minister Guido Crosetto told the SkyTag 24 broadcaster. Meanwhile, Iran-backed Lebanese outfit Hezbollah is reportedly preparing for a surprise attack on Israel. In a televised speech, the group's Secretary General, Hassan Nasrallah, warned Israel to be ready for surprises. Quote, "You must expect surprises from our resistance," unquote. He said on Friday, which marks the 24th anniversary of Resistance and Liberation Day, the day South Lebanon was freed from Israeli occupation. After the Rafah attack, Israel's far-right National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gavir, responded with a post on X that said, "Rafah with full force." While Benny Gantz, a member of Israel's war cabinet, said, "Today's barrage from Rafah is proof that the IDF must act wherever Hamas is." In Rafah, a spokesperson of the Palestinian Red Crescent Society told The Guardian, quote, "Currently, numerous individuals remain trapped under the flames and in tents destroyed by the bombardment," unquote. While senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zuhri described the attack in Rafah as a massacre and said the United States was responsible for aiding Israel with weapons and money. Mohammed Al-Mughayr, a senior official at the Civil Defense Agency, told news agency AFP, and I quote, "We saw charred bodies and dismembered limbs. We also saw cases of amputation, wounded children, women and the elderly," unquote. Israel claims to have killed two Hamas leaders in these attacks while acknowledging it has caused civilian harm. Israel's army said that it was, quote, "aware of reports indicating that as a result of the strike and the fire that was ignited, several civilians in the area were harmed. The incident is under review," unquote. Israel's army on Sunday said at least 8 rockets were fired towards central areas of the country from Rafah, with strikes targeting the commercial hub of Tel Aviv for the first time in months. And lastly, after living on carbon emission energy sources for almost forever, the United Kingdom for the first time got its bulk energy from wind last year. Data compiled by Imperial College London showed that over the last 12 months, wind generated 32% of UK's electricity compared to 31% for gas. Blustery weather and massive new offshore wind farms, including Dogger Bank in the North Sea, gave wind the competitive edge. Also eating into gas's share of energy mix was imported wind power from Denmark, transported via a new undersea cable, and imported nuclear power from France. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.